How do you approach this weekend, Dave? I mean, ideally, you'd want them both to win, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's such a hard position for me to be. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's absolutely fantastic because as a promoter and manager, you want your fighters to fight for titles, you know, and I know for a fact that on Saturday night, you know, one of my fighters is going to win the Commonwealth title or defend his Commonwealth title. But on the downside, it also means that one of my fighters' dreams is going to get shattered, really. So it is a little bit of a difficult situation for me.
Tell us about how the fight came about, because it wasn't that long ago that man over there, Eddie Hearn, was saying, I'm going to give you a lot of money to have a rematch with Tommy, and now here we are. You've got the fight that you wanted to have next. Yeah.
Well, you know, I promote Derry as well, and myself and Eddie spoke about Tommy Coyle, but I manage and promote Curtis, so my priority was to get Curtis a title shot while we had a window of voluntary defence. So I said to Eddie, I said, look, I've got to make the Curtis Burrows fight. I want it. You know, that's the one that I want. And he was like, come on, I'll offer you this, I'll offer you that. And I was like, not really. I want this for Curtis. And I spoke with Derry, and obviously Derry's just had an hard fight with Tommy Coyle, and you know it's a fight that he could get beat. You know, he was losing every single round, so he kind of like put a spin on it that Curtis is the easier fight. You can get paid a lot of money to fight Curtis Woodhouse in a voluntary defence, or you know take a harder fight. So it took a lot of work. I mean, I never even spoke to Curtis about it until I'd got Derry to agree to it. It wasn't so much Derry; it was his trainer. They didn't want it. They wanted him to have a bit of a rest. But when the money kept going up, and you know the final person we agreed on, Derry wanted the fight from the start. But his trainer then said, look. You know, I've got to do. You know, I've got to earn Derry the best possible money that we can. Mm. So that's when I picked the phone up and I said to Derry, said to Curtis, guess what? Got you Derry Matthews. He's just like, what? And he couldn't believe it. You know, so he's over the moon for it. He's over the moon for it.
There is a mutual respect between the two, but on Twitter, that banter's just ramped up a bit, hasn't it?
Twitter's just gone absolutely nuts. It did start out all friendly and cosy, you know, nicey, stable mates. And then, you know, you get Derry's following and you get Curtis's following, and they both like to give it some. And it just seems to have spiraled, and all of a sudden, it's got a bit needly. And both the fighters have started going at it. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be interesting at press conference and then at the... you know, the weighing and the fight itself, fight night, it's going to be absolutely electric. Make no mistakes about it. Both of them are coming to put it on each other, so it's going to be exciting.
We're going to see a lot of T-shirts in the crowd with Dirty Derry and the Troll Hunter on.
Yeah, that's gone really well. I mean, the idea was, because it's such this kind of fight, it looked good on television, I mean, having two sets of fans in T-shirts. But then we came up with the idea, you know, Derry says that he'd wanted to give his money to elderly kids' charity hospital. So Curtis said, I want my money to go to Bernardo. So it's now turned out to be a great idea to raise some money for the two charities. So hopefully, you know, people can go to coaboxing.com and order T-shirts. Obviously, you know, we're going to sell them on the night at the venue. But then we'll probably carry on selling for probably a week after the event, and then take them off sale. So hopefully people still, you know, it's a great fight and people want to buy the T-shirts. And they're great, you know, they're for a tenner. They're all right. It's training and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? So hopefully we get some money raised for charities.
It is a fight that has captured the imagination of boxing fans. It is a definite fight of the year contender,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Oh, 100%. Out of all the years that I've been promoting fights and putting fights together, this has got to be the one that I'm the most excited about, you know. Because you're guaranteed a war. You're guaranteed two guys that go in there, you know, to put it all online, tear lumps off each other and entertain crowd. They've both got big hearts, you know, they both can punch. They've both been hurt. So it's one of those fights that you think, well, we're paying for judges. Do we need judges? Are they getting a free ride? And I honestly do. I can't see it going the distance. And I think the fans are going to love it. However long it lasts, you know, at some point it's gonna all kick off, and it's just going to go from the first minute it kicks off. Then I think we're going to have nothing but fireworks all the way through.
And just a word on Curtis. How big an opportunity is this for him, after everything he's been through, to now be in a fight of this magnitude?
Oh, absolutely huge. It's massive for him. You know, he's come through, you know yourself, he's come through the joke phase where everybody, you know, said, what's this footballer trying to do? What's he doing wanting to stick to football? You know, and he's gone through that. He's ended up where... he got a bit of respect, you know, because he started, you know, people started seeing him having real fights. But then he won that English title. When he won the English title, I think everybody then sort of like thought, well, do you know what? Fair play to you. But he's gone on from that now. I mean, the fight that he had with Dale Miles before the English title fight, you know, that was something that, special. You know, every boxing fan wants to see a fight like that. And when you see a fight happen like that, then you kind of you have respect for the men that are in it. And I think that's when everyone started thinking, do you know what? He's for real. And now he's got this Commonwealth title fight. It's the biggest opportunity of his life. You know, he's got to go out there and he's got to deliver now. You know, I've done my job. You know, they're both my fighters. My job is to deliver for the fighters. You know, for Derry, I've delivered a great payday for him and a voluntary defence. You know, and for Curtis, I've delivered an opportunity, a big opportunity for him. So, you know, everybody knows what you know, the time that we've spent together and you know, from his second fight, you know, and everybody at Coal Boxing, myself, my business partner Spencer Fern, we all wish him all the best. You know, we've kind of got to be impartial about this, but you know, it would be an absolutely fantastic, amazing story if Curtis were to be the winner on Saturday night. So, you know, it's going to be a great fight no matter what.